Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
What happened to you?
Put moron number two on the phone.
What is it when you're yellow?
Joint us!
Oh, joint us!
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good!
Back for a second week. Not everyone thought we were going to be, but we are, so sucked in. Bill, I'll tell you what we're doing. Chatting to Damien Barrett next.
Oh, yeah.
Because lots of footy to discuss from the weekend, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter Siddle joins us, our man.
Yep.
Been our man for years, of course, but also Australia, 200 test wickets. About to play in a Sheffield Shield final at the Junction against New South Wales.
Yes, Jim.
And Victoria going for, what is it, 4 in 5 years? Or 3 in 4 years, anyway. Unbelievable. They've been amazing. So we're looking forward to chatting to him
and what
as
diet,
well.
And what diet he might be on.
Well, let's see if he's fixed his act up a touch. He probably needs to.
One banana, two banana, three banana more. Five banana, six banana, seven banana more.
He won't be in a good spot.
La, 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 la. No, he won't be.
Loves his kangaroos.
Oh, what about your kangaroos, Jim?
Now, Bill.
Who were good. Oh, the pussycats, Jim.
Let's hold off on a bit of footy because we got Damo to come in and talk to us about it. But hello to you.
Hey, g'day, Jim. G'day, listeners. G'day, you raps.
Well, I'm a bit of a prawn man.
Yes, oh, Bristle.
Well, yeah, very
nice.
Good.
Thank you, Brian. Hey, a couple of bits of news I need to congratulate Scott Hend.
Handy.
Who's been a very good player on the Asian tour for a long time, but flips in and out of the European tour as well.
Yeah.
45, I reckon he is, Scott Hend, but been just one of those ripping Australian, hard-working golf pros. He won on the weekend, the Maybank in Malaysia.
Good on him.
So well done to him, and that'll get him some nice exempts and some invites into some ripping tournaments. So good work by you, Scotty Hend.
Well done. Every time I see him, Jim, you just look at the leaderboard and he's about 8th or 9th down the...
He hovers, but yeah, never misses the cut.
Uh-huh.
He just grinds away. I like him.
Yep.
So well done to you. Well done to Aaron Finch.
Finches.
Two in a row.
Mate, they chased down the Aussies, 280 and two down in about 3 days.
Did it with a leg in the air.
Finch is 153 not out, Jim.
After 100 the other night.
Exactly.
So going beautifully. Well done to him. Mm-hmm. Jai Richardson, a bit of a concern with the dislocated shoulder. Ooh. Didn't like the look of that, Bill.
See his first over when he clean bowled. Mm. Pitches, hard pitch the bowl on.
Yep.
Beautiful delivery. But that is a worry for
yes.
Jai.
Yes.
Do you watch the women's grand final?
No.
Well, the grand final is between Adelaide and Carlton now.
Yes.
At Adelaide on Sunday this week. But Carlton won the other night, defeated Freo.
Yep.
And Crows defeated Geelong by 67 points. Geelong kicked 1-1.
Yeah.
Kicked the only goal in the last quarter. So that was a bit disappointing, Jim. Not like the boys on Friday night when they smashed Collingwood.
We're going to get to that, Bill.
Oh, right.
Need to say, our thoughts go out to Sam Duday, Alex Rance, and Ed Vickers-Willis.
Tom Duday.
Tom Duday, sorry. Because, Bill... You said it in the meeting room before. You get through 4.5 months of preseason, which is hell, isn't it? For professional footballers, it is hell. And you get to the first game of the year, and then you're done.
Yeah. So Ed Vickers-Willis is confirmed.
He has walked under a ladder.
Is confirmed,
isn't it? Confirmed, yep. ACL for him, so he misses the rest of the year. Jeez. He's had two shoulder reconstructions. He's had a PCL and now an ACL.
Jeez.
Alex Rance, we know about, one of the superstars of the competition. And Tom Duday, as you say, a fine young player and very, very sad for him too.
That is unbelievable. Three in the first week. Also, Melbourne Storm defeated Canberra Raiders, Jim, 22-10 on Friday.
Nice.
Vinolato got a hat-trick.
Oh, again.
Yes, very good he was. Now, I want to talk about how windy it was over the weekend.
I think you can find that, Reggie, the way he went about it last year.
Vinolato.
I reckon he went with in the end.
Very good player. Jimmy boy, down the wing there.
That's it.
And he got a hat-trick, which means three tries.
Oh, thank you.
How windy was it, Jim?
Last night and this morning.
Thursday, Friday, humid?
Humid.
Hot and humid.
Yes.
And I remember walking from the G to the Bot Friday night.
Is that what happened to your voice, by the way?
No, it's back at work.
That's what it is.
Used to talking.
Right, so
2 hours a day.
Work has sort of knocked your voice around.
It has, Jim.
That'd be it.
But I did, and I was that sweated up. Wow, Jim. I needed a couple of frothies, but and then this cool change comes in.
Oh yes,
and the windy gym.
Yes,
some very plenty happening out right, there.
Apparently, a dust storm's blown into Geelong.
It has,
and made millions of dollars worth of improvements.
Oh, Jimmy boy!
Now have we got here we go. Did. This is how you went with that same pronunciation last year.
Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula. Lula.
Do you want to, it's Suliasi Vunavalu.
Vunavalu.
And what was with the Lola bit at the end?
Lola. Solly Lassie Vanaroo Lula. Vanalula. Anyway, well done to him. Well done to Storm 2 from 2.
Yes.
Rebels got beaten on the weekend. I've been watching them a little bit,
you've
Jim.
Been,
they started.
Fixated.
They started like a house on
like
fire.
Like a German band.
But they've been over now and do South. How's a German band start well?
They start like a German band.
That's a stupid song.
Bugged if I know, Bill.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Damien up next. All Sunday right. Footy show yesterday.
And decent numbers?
Oh, good numbers.
Good numbers?
Very good numbers. Huge!
Wrapping up the weekend of footy.
Get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Great supporters of Footy Coat Tire. We love them. Damo, nice to see you.
Hello, Jim. Hello, Bill.
Now, we've got three segments, so how are we getting underway here?
Well, let's do what we normally do, and that is the good and the bad, right, and then we might have a little lighter hearted.
So we're starting with the good.
Nice and positive.
Oh, I was going to start with the negative, Jim. You know I'm wired that way.
Why, Damien? Why?
I don't know. I'm a journo, Bill. You look for the bad, unfortunately.
All right.
It's round one, and you're going negative.
The stories are in the bad often,
righto,
Bill.
Right. Okay.
And look, we're up front with how we do that. But now, look, the concern out of the round is Essendon. Jim, I think you know me well enough. I don't go on making sweeping statements on one round of footy because clubs can have just bad days and they've got time to rectify it. But the way I look at Essendon, it's a continuation of a bad season. Now, they will look at it last year and say they got to 12 wins, just missed out on the 8. But they blew their season up in the first 8 games when they had a 2-win, 6-loss scoreline. And we recall what happened at that time.
Yep.
They regrouped, put Joe Danaher aside and got themselves together again. But the season was done at that point. So I look at that as a failure, Bill. And I then look at this year and the build-up. It wasn't good off-season. Joe Danaher's now sidelined again. And
they were flat.
And they were flat. And they lose by 13 goals or 12 goals to GWS, which was without Josh Kelly and without Callan Ward, amongst others who were unavailable for that game. It's a really poor look first up. I do question John Worsfold now into his fourth year. You need to factor in that first year, Bill. The 2016 year was a complete write-off because of the suspensions of the Essendon players. But even in that context, 2017, 18, 19, it's his third year if you want to take away that fourth
year. We're going
to
say third year.
I don't know what they stand for under his watch as a coach right now. And they've got St Kilda this week. We're not going to learn anything out of that. They've got no other way of dealing with that game other than winning it.
And
it's not going to prove anything. And then they go into round three. So I don't like what I saw on round one, but it's a continuation of what we saw semi-regularly, certainly in the first half of last
Players
year.
Players looked shell-shocked, John Worsfold said. So just quoting the coach. You don't like hearing that, do you?
No, you don't. And the captain today, Dyson Heppel, has fronted media. He's good in this space, Dyson, but again, they're sometimes just words, aren't they? But this was Dyson only a couple of hours ago.
It's far from what we're all about. Didn't show up the way we would have liked, and we got to look at that closely. We can't just sweep that under the rug, and it's going to take a little bit to move on from there. You got to have a close look at where we did fall apart. It's a bit of shock. It's like, that's not the way we go about our footy. What's just happened there?
And Essendon's loss, I think, arguably clouded another dreadful performance that by North Melbourne, Jim, over in Perth last night, where the Dockers went on a rampage and looked free-flowing for the under Ross Lyon's time at the footy club.
Fair dinkum, Purple. I, in a past life, I used to say this every year. Round one sneaks up on North Melbourne. But the draw comes out in, the fixture, as we call it, comes out in September, October?
October, September, November, what? Yeah, November. October it is. Yeah.
So March 23, we didn't put in the diary down there?
Again.
For the past 11
two
years?
Two of the last 13 round ones, North Melbourne have won. So in other words, they've lost 11 of 13. I can never understand it. Surely everything points to round one, getting ready mentally and physically to throw the kitchen sink at your first game, and yet year after year, we get to round one at North and are as inept, maybe not as inept as that. I mean, that was very poor.
That was really bad.
But it's, as I say, two of the last 13.
Hey, well done to Freo, by the way.
Yeah, we'll get to the world.
Sorry, you're still on the negative.
No, so really you're right to, to point the gun there. They were no good.
Collective bad here with the latest confirmation. Ed Vickers, Willis, a North Melbourne player, Bill. Confirmation that he's done his ACL as well, because that follows Tom Doday doing it for Adelaide and Alex Rance doing it for Richmond.
Well, they were equally poor, Adelaide. I didn't think they had many bullets coming out of the chamber.
I'm putting them, Jim, Adelaide, and in a bracket with Melbourne, Collingwood and West Coast. I'm prepared to see what happens in round two before you make too many sweeping statements about them. You're right. We'll get to the positives out of that with Hawthorn. I know you want to talk about Alistair Clarkson, but I reckon they just weren't ready for what Cargo did, as much as not being ready for the season. So prepared to put an asterisk on their performance. Buddy Franklin worries, Bill, aren't they?
Underdone.
Underdone. As was clearly Nathan Jones at Melbourne, Jack Viney at Melbourne.
So why would you play underdone players?
Because he's Buddy Franklin. And you hear the commentary in the lead-up to the game. Had hardly trained in the lead-up to it. Got himself right in 3 or 4 or 5 days before the game. John Longmire says Buddy Franklin knows his body. Well, we hear it every year, don't we? We won't play unfit players in round one, and yet we do every time.
Mind you, he buggered that the timing of that one up, but if he kicks that set shot after the one, he almost gets him over the line again. You know, he 3 minutes of him can win you a game.
I reckon you're right, and it did go near him, didn't it, late? And, until the Bulldogs composed themselves and got it away again. But there was a period there where you thought he was going to do as he's done a hundred times before.
Doing nothing for the whole day. All right, let's have a look at some of the positives from round one next.
Round one of the AFL season's done. Damien Barrett in the studio, thanks to Coach Hire.
No, we're talking about the positives now, Purple. And
I'll give you a positive, Jim.
Go on.
Married at first sight. Damo's all over it.
He loves it.
He loves it. He's across
McGee.
It. Alistair Clarkson is a freak. He's a genius, this man, Purple.
Yeah.
We look at the round, all right? And you know I dive into the stats a bit. The Western Bulldogs beat Sydney, a really good contested ball side. Western Bulldogs plus 26 contested footy.
Yeah.
Freo plus 26 against North, who are a very good contested side. Brisbane Lions belt the West Coast plus 29. Mm. GWS belt Essendon plus 30. They're huge numbers in contested footy discrepancy. Hawthorn lose contested by 18.
Right.
They have 11 less clearances, 73 less possessions. They're the only team to lose inside 50s for the round and win the game.
Yeah.
Alistair Clarkson is a rolled gold genius.
What's he? Tell us what that means, Jim.
There's no other coach that can do this. Other coach can lose all of them.
For the layman, tell us what he's doing.
But not only win the game, win it with a leg in the air.
With flair.
Well, they're happy for the other mob to have the ball.
It was almost rope a dope, wasn't it? The way they allowed Adelaide to get the footy and just bomb it forward, and Sicily was just waiting for
him. And just pick him off.
And how good is he, right? I mean, I've been on him for a number of years already, and I reckon you take the bad with him as well, because that's how he's made up. But he's as elite as they come.
With you? So for me, and I don't reckon the Hawks are a great list at the minute. They have been, obviously, in their glorious run, but they've come back a bit, the quality of their list. He is the X factor at that joint. He's the best coach in football by that far. The length of the straight, Damo.
Yeah.
Length of the Flemington straight.
And he knows it too, Jim. And rightly so. And the other mob.
The Sloan brothers and the Sloan and Crouch brothers, 104 possessions between them.
Mm.
So, and they still get belted.
What does it mean? given the final scoreline being a belting.
Bill's been on the Brisbane Lions.
Oh,
you have, Bill. You have. Need to see it more. But Charlie Cameron.
It's only round one.
Charlie Cameron. It was a really big loss last year, halfway point of the year when he went out, wasn't it? And the other guy you've been big on for a while, Link McCarthy.
Yep.
Yeah, I was starting to doubt, but his 30th game of footy, having started in 2012. It's a long time ago to only play 30 games of footy, but it's probably his best one, Bill. 4 goals.
It was. 7 years he's been injury interrupted down there at Geelong. And he's one of those blokes you don't want to give up, but you have to, and he's going to be a very good player.
And sometimes, Geelong didn't really want to lose him, but they also realised they weren't going to get the best out of him where they were at right now with this year. And I want to get on to Geelong, because they had the courage, as Port Adelaide did, to play 4 debutants.
Yep.
And both clubs, both Geelong and Port Adelaide, around those debutants had other younger players who'd had a handful of games only. But to play 4 in each of those 2 games, and I think it's a real credit to those 2 clubs. They brought a beautiful enthusiasm, didn't they, to the whole mix. They all played their variously successful roles. Mm. Charlie Constable, Bill, to be in the centre for the ball down as much as he was in his first game of footy, when you've got a team inclusive of Selwood, Dangerfield, and we know Ablett's not going to go in there much this year at all. But
he was in there late.
Yeah.
And throw in Tim Kelly now, genuine midfielder. But Constable's a very, very good player. Didn't get a game last year, but he's a tall mid. He is very good. Atkins, I loved, and I've been telling you this, Jim, about the intensity early, and they were on. And for once, the ball just didn't roll out of that forward line. The pressure was there, and that's all you want to see. Mate, they could have got beaten, and you walk away going, that's all I want to see.
That's all supporter wants to see, Bill. You're right. And the fact that the youth actually was allowed to take the responsible moments under Chris Scott's guidance that time, I think, was crucial.
I'm not losing a heap of sleep, though, if I'm a Collingwood.
No, same.
Not they had the game by the nuts for about 40 minutes and just couldn't. With some of the set shot misses, Rabs, please.
Yeah, terrible.
Scott Pendlebury.
DeGoey handballing backwards.
And Grundy.
Your man, Tom Phillips, didn't have a great day in front of goal, did he? He had a couple of chances to score.
So they'll be right. No worries.
They'll be fine.
No, I agree. That's what I said before. I'm prepared to write off that game for them and a few others. Sometimes there's a young kid that just comes across the way and you get so caught up. And I am so caught up right now in Aaron Norton. I don't think there's a better 19-year-old going around.
He's got the good rig. What about the Warwicks?
Yeah.
And you'd love him, Jim, because he puffs the chest out, throws the shoulders back, and is apparently quite verbal
good.
too, which I like for a bloke who's played 19 games. Yep. Finished fourth in the best and fairest in his debut year.
And he normally,
incredible effort.
Normally plays back, but they needed someone up forward, so they're throwing...
And go to the last minute, or maybe last 3 or 4 minutes of that game, he's down back taking marks or at least taking the space of a Swans forward.
They picked him up. It was a bit of a latish pick.
It was high. It wasn't top 10, I think.
No, but also they picked up in that draft the Redhead. Who's
Richards.
Very good player. That's a great draft for Footscray.
Also, too, this guy's been on the upward curve for enough time now, but he's there, and he's all Australian ready in Tim Taranto for GWS. Ooh. I mean, we've known about Stephen Canelio for a long time, but to not have accessibility to Josh Kelly and Callan Ward, and to do, as we said, what they did before to Essendon. Stephen Canelio's a superstar, and Taranto's basically on the same level as him right now.
Pick 9, Aaron Norton.
Pick 9.
Right? 9, was he?
And he's been in the strong room, Bill, and thrown a heap of steel around.
And Ed Richards too, please. And as you said, Kelly comes back and Ward.
And Ward, yep.
They're going to be all right, aren't they?
No, and that's a big game, that one, in Perth this week. They play against West Coast.
And big tick to Cam McCarthy, just as we touched on before, 5 goals for Freo.
All right, I saw something Saturday night, Bill. There wasn't a scintilla of surprise in it, but we're going to have a look at it next.
Righto.
Because the man who runs our competition needs to get into a room full of mirrors and have a long, hard look at himself.
Good, Jim, good.
Damien Barrett in the studio for Coatsire.
Oh, we love having him now. We saw, I can't remember the player involved, Purple, on Thursday night, bumping off the ball, just got a fine. When was that?
Thursday night
or Friday? Which
Liam
game was
Jones.
It? Yeah, Liam Jones off the ball. We all thought, righto, here comes the AFL statement on this. They're not going to tolerate it.
Yep.
And then there was a fine.
Fine.
Yeah. So what happens to Ben Cunnington?
Well,
if he doesn't just get a fine, we're already in chaos round one.
And also the Darcy Gardner bump on Liam Ryan, and then Liam Ryan's thrown him back over. But Darcy Gardner deserves to get something for putting his knee into his back when he was on the ground.
Hey, you can't do that.
The confusion that you raise is...
And the other
one... Here we go again.
Maxie Gawn, of course, who got him...
off the ball.
Jonas got him off the ball.
Tom Jonas.
And lots of them got him off the ball, Bill, including Stephen Motlop. And please, speaking of Port Adelaide, we've all got to know Jack Watts to varying degrees. He frustrates a lot of people. He frustrated a whole supporter group for 11 season, has now frustrated his second set of supporters as well. But hear him speak as he did to Cam Mooney of Fox Footy after the game, you realise that it does hurt, that it does mean something, and that he has listened to pretty much everything that has been said about him his entire football life, and particularly, Bill, the last 3 or 4 to 5 months when various stories have been written about him. Nothing illegal. He did. But at the same time, issues that he would rather be not dealing with. But post-match, let us into his world.
How are you feeling right now, mate?
It was a really tough few months, to be honest. Coming up against your old mob too, some of my best mates there. And after those last few months... that day is just incredible. What a fight by the boys. And
I can sense the relief on you, mate.
Yeah, it is. It's just pure relief. I had weeks where I didn't want to get out of bed, mate, and probably never, ever experienced anything like that. I'll cop more shit from people saying that I'm no good at footy for 1,000 years compared to what I've been through the last few months. So...
It's about as raw as it gets for a footballer in 2019.
He said weeks he didn't want to get out of bed. It's a long time, Damien.
And importantly, from a footy perspective, had a good role to play in that power win, didn't he? So
down
that
back.
Might be his new role, and obviously Ken Hinckley backed him in, which is typical of the way Ken Hinckley carries himself. Jim, let's get to Saturday night.
All right,
Marvel
Stadium. Let me tell you this. If the CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, went missing, just say he had a bit of a spell where no one could find him, Bill, there'd be no point putting a search party together.
Why?
No point getting an all-points bulletin from the police.
Why?
Just go and find an A-lister from the States and fly him into Australia. Bang! He'll appear out of nowhere. He can dry route an A-lister harder than anything I have ever seen. I'm on air Saturday night at Marvel Stadium.
We
get a shot up into the box. There's Chris Hemsworth.
The Thor.
There's Matt Damon. I said on air. Yeah. So I'm not saying anything I didn't say on air. I said, it'll only be minutes before he appears, Gil McLachlan. He was down at Bamburgh on the farm.
Yeah.
He saw those same shots.
Helicopter,
suit, bang. And suddenly he's boring the crap out of Matt Damon, who's just trying to watch a game of footy. And there he is with his suit explaining the minutiae
of this and that.
It's got to the point, Purple, where it's embarrassing.
Jim, did you notice also, too, the camera angles were, we're trying to give the impression they'll fly on the wall and we're sneaking a little look into this box.
Yes.
But they were set up. They were actually anchored, ready for that shot.
Ready
and
for
he
him.
Happened to sit in seat 1A effectively for that shot.
Joe Biden came out, of course, the second most powerful man in the known world.
Yeah. At the MCG one day.
But he had to request that Gil stop following him around. He said, mate, every time I stop, I've got this lanky bloke just a centimetre behind me.
Invention.
Jim, no one talks about Gil McLachlan like
this. I can't be having this. No, seriously, we need to fix this. It's embarrassing.
I tell you what was good. They seemed to be enjoying themselves before Gil got there. weren't they? They were having good fun, Thor and Burn Identity.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a good footballer himself.
What was that? The Bourne Identity.
Was it? Yeah, right.
Yeah. They were having good fun up there. They were cheering and carrying on.
He loves his dogs.
He does.
Chris Hemsworth.
I like that.
He loves his bulldogs. So, no, it was a bloody good game for them to enjoy, too.
Have you spoken to Gil?
No, I can't. He's got to have it. I'm telling you, mate, he's got to get into the rumour mirrors.
Might send him this audio after this.
Park himself in front of the biggest one there and then don't leave until he's fixed himself. This is the bloke that runs our game, Bill.
And just repeat that.
Spent a bit of time with him on Saturday or Friday, was it? And at AFL House, was it, Damo? Is that right?
Who does?
Gil with the boy. Thor was in there too, wasn't he?
What question's Bill asking
here? I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, now, what I did here on the weekend too, that you, tweety little four-eyed nerd, has bought a muscle car.
Muscle car.
What is going on there, Damo?
This is old, Bill. This is old.
I didn't know that.
The Chev Camaro.
It's actually been done to death.
Never heard it.
Thumping Camaro,
You'll hear it when it starts up.
Do you drive it?
Yes.
Black Juco, black wheels, black interior, black glasses on purple. Big 6-litre V8, the big thumper under the bonnet. I love it, Purple.
Oh, damn.
You've taken as they said in Sasky and Hutch, you've gone up a notch in my book, and that puts you at nudge one. No, you know I'm a big fan, but I love that. I like hearing you do that.
I can't believe that, Damien.
Oh, it's well done.
Oh, the bus too now.
All right, where's the bus going?
Hang on.
Been there a bit, Bill. It's out there again. Tullamarine, Essendon headquarters. Just need to make sure that they get themselves together for this St Kilda game as a starting point. And then what happens after that, But they need to get things right in round two.
I think you've been lenient on Arden Street too. I might have just sent a mini one there. They need a big response this weekend.
Yeah, actually, we will send one there as well, Jim.
All right.
So two buses in the fleet, and that's where they'll go.
Well, to neighbouring suburbs.
Yeah.
All right, Purple. We'll see you Wednesday midweek, Rob.
See you then.
Nice.
That was Damo's recovery session for Coat Tire. Call 13 15 52 and let's make it happen.
Now, I know we're going to get to what you got up to on the weekend shortly, Bill, but I was watching. It was unwatchable, unmissable television.
What was that?
Gold Coast St Kilda. Like, seriously.
You had to watch
it. It was the worst quality of football you've ever seen, but you had to watch it because you thought St Kilda are going to lose this.
Gold Coast are going to win.
They're going to lose this game. And the umpire not paying a high free with 50 seconds to go was despicable. Bloke's nearly had his head knocked off his shoulders. Play on. I'm like, oh, umpy, come on.
Oh.
But anyway, good on them. They got home somehow,
the
Saints.
Richo at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He just sat there in a big breath and said, thank God for that.
But when it comes to about round 14, Bill, you're only judged on your W column.
That's right.
And they've got one in the column. That's all that matters.
It was funny. But you just had to watch
Watching, could you? I'm like, how bad is this? But I've got to keep watching.
Hey, well done. Good on you.
Well done to them. Yep, good work.
Jim had a sad day, of course. Had the footy, very good. Couple of new segments worked on the rub, didn't they?
Yes, nice. Yeah. Oh, get duck. Pluck a duck. Yeah. How simple was that?
What did it take? 26 seconds?
I reckon it took less.
Anyway, we have to get Duck to fall in and just say how good he was. Yeah. And it didn't take long.
He basically did it pretty comfortably. Yeah, it was good. All right, what did you get up to that night, please?
After that, Jim, I had to go to a wedding, right, which I hadn't been to a wedding for a long time, actually. And nice to sit back and have a couple of frothies and nice food, of course. Mm-hmm. But I was emceeing this one.
Just around the corner here.
Lumiere.
Yeah, I've been to a couple of weddings. It's a beautiful location.
Bloke, you don't know where you're going. A bloke stands on the road with a sign.
That's it.
Says down this back alleyway.
Up the lift.
Up the lift. Beautiful. It 250 there, Jim.
It is a fantastic venue. Brad Scott got married there.
Yeah, multicultured wedding.
Hello.
Yeah. We had the Greeks on one side, we had the Italians on the other side, Jimmy boy.
And you were emceeing.
MC.
Oh, no.
So you can imagine some of the names. Karkushkas. Pateras. So I did it all phonetically.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, which means how it sounds, Rabsy.
Oh, okay.
Mate. So you sit down and write it out, car, kush, cuss.
Yes.
So, and clap the hands. So
Did you do that as you were standing up on the lectern? You clapped your hands.
Underneath.
Underneath.
Yes, exactly.
So people side on could have seen you clapping.
Yes. No, they couldn't, Jim.
Oh, no.
But also the Greek dancing. So that three. Like, and
smash the plates?
No, Louis got up there. He was getting married the lovely Cassie. But he got up there and he. Only a little bread and butter plate,
right,
Jim.
Okay.
I don't think you're allowed to.
No, but tradition
but
says.
But he's thrown it down, didn't smash.
Oh, no.
So I had to go again. But I don't know if you've been to many Greek weddings. They dance.
Yes.
All they do is go around in circles. They just go round in circles. It's funny.
What's that number they play, Rabsy, all the time?
Zorba. Zorba. That's it.
And they all, it's brilliant.
I tell you what else they get.
And the old nonnas, the old mamas get out there.
Nonnas,
they love it.
Oh, mate, the nonnas. And they dance. And
they do.
We have not. You know what us Aussies haven't got? A traditional dance.
No.
The Italians have got their dance. They all dance. And theirs is a bit more upbeat, the Italians. But I was sitting there thinking, we haven't got a traditional dance.
Not a proper one, not that works.
Well, exactly, have we?
A wedding?
Like the bus stop or something?
No.
I don't know.
Not sure.
No, not really.
Probably we haven't, have we?
No.
Which is, it's
well,
a
we're
shame.
Reluctant dancers anyway, aren't we? I mean, you have to be dragged onto a dance floor.
That's what I said. If we had one, the Aussies would come on and we'd be all sitting there at the bar and the girls
that's
would be up dancing with themselves.
That's it.
That's it, Zorba.
Yeah, good.
Oh, mate.
And they get their hands up.
Yeah, they do.
I love it. I reckon it's absolutely brilliant.
But they all get involved, as you said. Nonna gets up and the grandmas and parents.
Growing up, my best mate lived next to a big Greek family.
Yeah.
And I'd go around there and stay often. You know, I was only in year one, year two at school. Stay often at his place. They would have the big parties and always spill out into the backyard to that number.
Yes.
And they'd all get in the circle and around. And we'd jump over the fence and they'd have us in the middle there. It was the nicest people you'll ever meet.
And the grapper?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm probably giving that a touch of a
blow your head off.
I was only about seven. I wasn't going near the grapper.
No, I used to go and see Giorgio, my friend, and his old man used to dance up and down the grapes.
Oh, Bill.
And the grapper feeding him, he'd have a sip,
Jim.
Knock
your head off, Bill.
Oh. And they also, we had the conga line going.
Oh, nice.
They get, and they go in the crowd. It was a good, fun wedding.
Brilliant
well
people. Yeah. That's what they are.
It was great, fantastic.
Infectious how much they love
it. And I'm just thinking how good these people have been for our country.
No doubt.
I know. Mm. And we talk about immigration.
Yeah. No doubt.
Immigration.
Even.
Even. And the Greeks and the Italians, they've done for us.
No, they're great, Bill.
Been great. So
wonderful.
Good on you. No, well done.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did.
All right. Maybe some social media feedback. Get Abraham Lincoln out there. To latch on and see
how, said that,
on Twitter,
how
Facebook,
enjoyed.
Triple M Rush Hour.
I'm available for weddings now.
Are you? You're available for anything.
Weddings, parties or?
Anything.
Anything.
Peter Siddle not too far away. And I brought four or five very good topics to the table today and was told keep them for later in the week because today's phone topic's on me, Bill.
Really?
In the meeting.
Oh, no.
So I don't know what it is, but we got that also coming up. Got some nice feedback here. Rush Hour listening Saturday afternoon, says Pete Wickham.
Oh, good.
Bill talking about Winx.
Yes.
Does he think Winx is a stallion?
No,
Winx. Talking about going out to stud.
The mighty mare.
Mare.
She got one more race left in her, Jim.
And then going to be serviced,
She'll be served.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
Turn it up, Bill. The Cats were just a little less crap than the Pies, says Kylie.
Now, Kylie, that is fair enough. There was a lot of mistakes made in that game. I'll give you that, Kyle.
No, but around the whole first round,
it
happens every
exactly,
year.
Exactly, yeah.
The chicken dance could be it for the Aussies at a wedding.
Well, yeah, that'd be interesting.
Or the nut bush.
The nut bush, Jim. What about Scott said? Scott
what?
Main. JB, you always bring the gold. Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes, story. That's true.
Dry root and A-listener, Jim.
Oh, that's talking about Gil. No, he needs to fix that up. So he's starting to embarrass our competition.
I can't believe you said that.
Pretty sure Bill just said invention rather than intervention.
Intervention.
No, he did. He definitely needed. Yeah.
Because Gil had this.
And migration instead of immigration.
Arm in arm to K-San is the traditional Aussie dance, lads, says Glenn McNeil.
Oh, yeah. But we Aussies don't rush to the dance floor.
No, we don't.
No.
Sharpie dance. I don't even know what that is. From Simon Marshall. Not sure. No.
Sharpie dance.
But I'm with you, Bill. Yeah. You do have to be. And my partner is a very, very good dancer.
A good dancer.
And I'm no good. No, so I tend to just leave her out there to do her stuff and very happily, Bill.
Hey, what about Tim on Saturday when we were watching the game early? How many players fell over?
Oh, and fumbled.
Slipped over.
Yeah, I know.
And we watched a quarter time. Not one boot was changed, which was strange.
They don't do the long stops anymore,
do they? What do they wear nowadays?
They're moulded, always moulded, like the whole thing is moulded. Mm. And then I understand from talking to a few of them, you can get them with a slightly longer moulded stop, stud, whatever they're now called. But, Bill, nothing like when in your day when you'd had the World Cups or the Copa Mundials, which were the Copa Mundial being the moulded and the World Cup being
the screw-ins.
Don't have that anymore.
And you'd have long screw-ins and short screw-ins. So you wouldn't fall over because coaches, it was the worst thing you could do is slip over like that, as they did on early in the game. It was unbelievable.
I'm hearing you.
Yep.
All right. Next, I can see Topics Brownless.
Topics.
And this worries me.
Why, Jim?
Because you've gone down this path before and it's ended horribly. Hey, Bill.
What?
Topics Brownless next. Oh, and, topics. Of course, Peter Siddle not too far away.
Yes.
I saw where the gentleman, James Bartel, has given the Docklands there a fair old slamming over the quality of the surface. And I don't think he's too far wrong. You can't get to round one with this surface and have that happening. Players like Matt Suckling trying to land his foot to kick and it absolutely just slid out from underneath him. We saw way back the Rhino from Carlton. Or ended his career.
Well, he did say, Jim, he said this, and I quote, "It's one of the dumbest stadiums ever built." And I suppose that goes back to being built on a car park. It was really hard to run on and things like that.
To be fair to it, Bill, they have got the surface there, I reckon, right in the last 3 or 4 years. Surface has been fine. Mm. The players have all been happy with it. But to have massive slabs of grass just give way from under a player is not good enough.
Did you see the SCG also? Or as bad?
Well, not the SCG. You're talking about
SCG.
Giant Stadium?
No, the SCG. Because they have two rugby league played there. Also the footy and also soccer.
Yep.
So they have four codes playing on that.
Because they shut Allianz Stadium up.
Yes. Yeah, no, I knew that. But so that happened in the rugby, did
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Big chunks of turf. So that wasn't good also. No. Also, I wonder.
We're better than that, Bill.
Oh, we are.
This is an elite competition. Round one, that surface should be better.
I know Sids is coming in, Jim. But Davey Warner last night in the IPL just whacked a nice little 50. So.
Didn't get his mob over the line, though. I think Dre Russ for the other mob, Andre Russell, just got the job done. Yes. But he's a fantastic player, Dave Warner.
So you come straight back in?
Straight back in, yep. Smith. World Cup, and he'll be very welcome too.
Smith?
Top of the order. Yeah, Smith. Oh, yeah. So you've got Finces
Bancroft.
and Warner opening up for us in the World Cup. And then Smith coming in four, I'd suggest. Usman Khawaja three.
Marsh.
Starting to look very nice.
Sean Marsh got to play. He's the
middle
best,
order.
He's the best 50-over game player ever.
Middle order for him.
Ever.
Now we're starting to get somewhere. That's a lineup.
Exactly. Mm. And no Jai Richardson probably.
No, that's a shame. Mm. Well, we need to find out soon whether our man Sids might just get flown over to the UAE. Might miss the Shield final.
Because the Pakistan is a 5-game series, one dayers and two to Australia at the minute. Righto. We'll ask him that, Jim. I'll write that down.
I'll tell you the other bloke, Bill, that we need to say, well, a fair play to, who plays for New South Wales and will be playing in the Shield final shortly, is Trent Copeland.
Oh.
Just gets blokes out.
He does.
Doesn't he?
He took 8 wickets or 10, 9 wickets in the last game.
125 Ks, just sits the seam up.
Straight. Just bowls straight.
Very nice.
And just away a little bit.
He is a skinny man.
Is he?
Very.
He was on your show.
Very, very good man. I love it, the way he goes about everything, but he's skinny.
Skinny.
Like, I'm talking real skinny.
Is he?
Howie-like.
It's not that skinny, Jim.
Bill, I'm telling you, he's Howie-like. And Howie is a skinny man.
Old chewing gum in the binoculars. Who did that?
Tom Brown.
Tom Brown.
Oh, come on.
Put his chewing gum in Howie's binoculars.
Chewy, chewy in your binoculars. All right, Bill, get this right next, all right?
What?
This phone topic you've demanded, get it right.
Give me some air.
So we're sitting in the meeting, Jill, our magnificent producer, Abraham Lincoln, Rabsy, myself and Bill.
Yep.
And we go, righto, phone topics, we've got to get them ready for the week. And yep. I said, righto, here's four of the very best you'll ever come across.
Your topics.
Bang, 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 they never miss.
Your
and everyone's like, yeah, righto, we'll put that one in here. We're starting to manipulate where things are going.
Yeah.
And then old Fat goes, I've been working on one all weekend.
I have.
So, Jim, you can push yours back to Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Today, we've only got one topic, and it's all about me, and I've given it a lot of thought and a lot of preparation.
Spot on, Jimmy boy.
Righto, so let's hear it.
Give the big boy some time. Your four topics about your bloody kids and my partner did this and we did this. Fair dinkum, Jim.
Well, what's yours?
I'll tell you what it is. I've been thinking about this all weekend. I've come up with it.
Go on.
And I was very good last week, old topics, Brownless. So here we start a new week, Jimmy. You ready?
Yep.
What have you seen unusual?
No!
Yes!
No, Bill! No
Jim,
chance.
Because, Jim, I was driving into Geelong the other day. Now I'm up in Melbourne living. And you wouldn't believe it. I'm driving along. I see this bloke on a skateboard pushing a wheelbarrow, Jim. And I said to myself, that is unusual. So here is our topic for today, Monday, March 25, 2019. What have you seen unusual, Jim?
That's it.
That's it.
Bill, it's taken you the whole weekend to come up with what have you seen unusual.
Plus, Jim, I've ran out of topics.
Oh. We've been back on air a week. He's Jim, run out of material after a week.
I've ran out of topics.
No way. Roddy, so, what are we giving away?
Well,
please,
the topic might not be that good, but the prizes are we've got tickets to Geelong versus Melbourne down at GMHBA Stadium Saturday night.
Down at the G-Town.
Yeah, we've got a double to give away to that. Some tickets to Shazam movie as well. That's going to be pretty good. And, of course, you're Nina and Pasadena.
Shazam? Is that where they put the rings together and go Shazam?
133353, what have you seen unusual?
That's it, Jim. What a topic. Look at them. They're coming from
Sir Usher.
Milton and
Triple M.
Savanak.
What have you seen unusual?
Yeah, Jinx, Jim.
That's Bill's phone topic.
Yeah.
After a whole weekend of consideration, that's what he brought to the meeting today. Glennie's first out there in, where are you from, Glennie?
Seville.
Seville.
From Seville.
What have you seen, mate?
What have I seen? Right before you announced the topic, I saw a bloke on a motorbike on Peninsula Link riding the wrong way in the emergency lane, riding towards us in the emergency
lane. That's bloody dangerous, Glennie.
Yeah.
No, shit, that's crazy.
Yes. All right, fair enough, stay there.
Oh, shit, Sherlock.
Yeah, that's it. Jake in East Keilor, Bill.
Yeah, Jakey.
Jim Fat, how are we going?
Good. What have you seen unusual, Jake?
I was doing a job in St Kilda last week, and me and my mate went to 7-Eleven. And here's old mate riding a bike in women's swimwear with little fairy rings on his back. I shit you not. 12 o'clock in the day. St Kilda. Not really that strange. But
not no, no. It's going to happen anywhere it'd be in St Kilda.
Too unusual.
God, I like it.
I see that guy often, to be honest with you.
Does Jace, he, what, drive around in the swimsuit?
Yeah, and there's another one with those goggle glasses on a unicycle.
Jason in Ballarat. Hello, Jace.
How you going there, JB?
Good man. What have you seen unusual?
Hi, Jace.
Actually, it was this morning in West Melbourne there, and I saw a greyhound. A guy was walking greyhound, and it had socks on.
The greyhound had socks on.
And they were blue and white, and I reckon they were taken to Arden Street to apply for a backman's job, because you need one down there.
Oh, backman down at...
Yes, we do. Bloody hope we do.
that was his
we need quite a lot of them, Bill.
A greyhound in socks.
No, in socks. Mm. Simon Ocean Grove.
Simon.
Good afternoon.
Good, Simon. How's Ocean Grove?
Windy.
Well, it's windy everywhere. But anyway, what do you got, Simon?
I saw on TV at the weekend Cameron Ling wearing a tie. That's unusual.
Yes.
Mm. Never wears a tie.
He was.
We don't need to wear them Saturday night anymore, which is a very good initiative.
Oh.
I bet it was a clip-on.
You don't reckon he can tie a tie, Simon?
Oh, I think it'd be even money.
A tie.
Yes.
Does that ever happen much when you say two words the same in a sentence?
That's his next phony, right?
That's a good tie. What else is there?
Let's get to Bitten. Michaela's there. Hello, Michaela.
Hello, how are you?
What have you seen unusual?
I used to drive a 1965 Ford Falcon, and on my way home one night when I was 18, I had to pull over because it overheated. And at the petrol station, behind a big gas cylinder, a man appeared, stark naked, but for a pair of runners, and a 2-litre thing of milk over his genital region and wanting to know if I was okay. And I just wound down the window a tiny bit and said yes, wound it quickly back up, and he took off up the road with his runners.
That's it.
And he's 2 litre thing of milk.
I reckon I'll be fine.
He just can't for a run. He could have helped with the overeating.
The 2 litre bottle over the tadge.
Well, he could have just squirted onto the engine, Jim. Would have stopped the overeating.
No, I don't think so. Not milk, Bill.
No.
No. Paul in Carrum Downs. Hello, Paul.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good, Paul.
I was just standing out the front of my house last week and I saw a bloke walking his ferret on a lead.
Oh, we've had a few of these over the journey.
Giving the ferret a run.
Oh, there we are. That's it.
That's what he was doing, Paul.
That's it.
Well, that's literally, yeah. Yeah.
So a ferret just leading him down the street with a lead.
Just walking the ferret down the street.
They're terrible things, Jim.
G'day, mate. Have a good day.
Anyone that's got a ferret
for a pet. Send
them
down the hole.
Yeah, and the rabbits come out.
Yeah, that's it.
But anyone with a ferret as a pet, Jim.
Yes. Casey in Bayswater North. Case?
Hi, can you hear me properly?
Gotcha, yep.
Hang on. No, say again.
Can you hear me?
Yes, gotcha.
Yes. I was driving and sitting at the traffic lights and looked up and there was a man in the truck sitting there eating a jar of Vegemite, just scooping it with his finger.
Oh, no.
It was disgusting.
That is disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't have it out of, with your finger out of the jar.
Well, you just suck your finger and it's all good, Jim. What's wrong with eating
it? You don't do that.
Not Vegemite.
Not Vegemite, Bill.
Well, it's better than honey.
No, it isn't. It's actually not.
Honey drips everywhere and you can't get... It's better. I don't mind that.
Matt in Hillside. Matty?
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
What have you seen unusual, Matt?
I was coming into the city on Saturday to go to the footy. I got off of Flinders and up to go to the toilet and walked in the cubicle and unusually it was clean.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that's unusual.
That's nice to hear. Mm-hmm. It's a clean toilet. It's very, very good.
Toilet.
Some good one.
Well, who'd you like there, Bill? It's a nice topic you went with.
Yes, I liked it. Bloke walking the ferret. Just
take your time, mate.
While
you're doing that, have a listen to... Bill here, and talking to Simon, our caller.
Yes.
And see if you can find something strange with this exchange.
Go on. Simon Ocean Grove.
Simon.
Good afternoon.
Good, Simon. Woman suit greyhound. I think...
Michaela from Bitten. She's car's overheated. She pulls over, and there's a bloke with a pair of runners.
And nothing else.
2 litre a bottle of milk and nothing else, covering the old gear. Michaela.
Hold on, Michaela.
Yes.
Prize for you.
You've got a family pass to see the brand new movie Shazam. It's in cinemas April 4.
And she went back. Is that true, McCarley? He went back the next day and for the next week and he wasn't there?
Yeah, just missed him, I think.
Yeah, that's it. Well done. All right, who else, Bill? We're not going to speak to them. But I think the gentleman eating Vegemite with his finger out of the jar.
Oh, because it's a female.
Very weird.
Casey,
yeah, I know that's weird.
I think that's weird. Well done, Casey. You've won something.
You've won something. And who else, Bill?
And the greyhound wearing socks, Jim.
I like that.
Yeah,
Jason.
They've got themselves some Nina in Pasadena. Thanks to neverlandstore.com.au. Nice.
Put a stop to Australia's...
Oh, Peter Settle!
200 test wickets, Bill. They don't just stumble into your account.
Oh, no.
You've got to have some class.
Yeah, which way? And a hat-trick.
No doubt about
hat-trick
that.
One day?
Yeah, up in Brisbane.
He's got him.
Beautifully done. Welcome to you, Sids.
How you going,
and
boys?
And congratulations, hey, Victoria, in hosting another Sheffield Shield final. Been a phenomenal performance by the Big V in the last 5 or 6 years.
Yeah, it's great. I think, to actually, be hosting it and having a venue to actually play that.
Well,
I think
that's good too.
That's
yes.
The previous probably, three that we'd played in. We had the Alice Springs couple, Hobart.
Yep, that's it.
But now, obviously to get to play it at the home, the new centre at
the Junction.
Park there, Junction Oval.
In some mighty New South Wales Blues, who had a good win on the weekend, so they got into the final, of course.
They did.
But a 14-man squad has been named. Cameron White comes back. Unfortunately, Nick Madison out with a broken thumb.
Yeah, the poor bloke. I think, he's came down from New South Wales last year, and I think he would have been looking forward to having a crack at those guys again. But, the slips catch on the weekend. Just sort of caught his thumb. He didn't think much of it. And
how do you break a thumb in slips?
Oh, he didn't quite catch it, so he dropped it. So that's what cost him. But he's been outstanding for us. So obviously a huge loss. But we're pretty lucky that we've had a pretty strong squad this season. So I'm sure his spot will get filled nicely.
I actually did break a thumb once at the Junction. A bloke called Peter King. Remember, he played one shield game for Victoria.
Kingy. Yeah. And
broke my thumb. It is.
He'd be proud of that then.
Yeah.
Sids, I don't care if you're Alan Border or Justin Lang. You think you're the toughest cricketer ever. Mm. You cannot bat with a broken thumb. You actually can't hold on to the bat.
No, I think that, and that's the big problem. Obviously, Matto being a batsman and needing the bat for a long time, it doesn't take much. Obviously, you've got to hold the bat firstly, but it doesn't take much to cop another knock. No. So
you can do it with a finger because you can sort of compensate, but your thumb, if it's broken, you can't inject it because then you've got no power in the bloody thing. It's an impossibility.
And then fielding.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think that was the big. That was probably more the worry than batting. I think he was comfortable maybe giving it a go at batting, but one knock in the field, and then we lose another player. Obviously, he had to play last game with only 10 batsmen, so a final you want.
Can't do a lot of things with your broken thumb, I reckon, Jim.
Can't, like what, Bill?
Drink a can?
Yeah, like a beer. How do you hold a beer?
Or you're more likely to be able to do that than a cricket bat.
Because you can ice it at the same time there, Bill.
Oh, exactly, yes. Yeah. Hey, bonus points come into this final, hasn't it? So Victoria can't win the toss and bat for 3 days, is that right?
No, we can.
You can.
We can win the toss and bat for 3 days, but all that happens is on that first innings, in the first 100 overs, whoever has the most points, if it's a draw at the end, is the winner.
After the 100 over mark?
Yeah, so the 100 over mark is where the bonus points count. So you get all the wickets in 100, you get a point, and then any run over 200 up until the 100 over. So you pass 200 at the 50 over mark.
Yep.
You got another 50 overs to make as many points, as many runs as you can to get as many points. So
clear as mud.
You got to think about it a bit more. But I think it's just about win the toss, bat.
That's right.
Go and then bowl them out. You have to get 20 wickets most of the time, so that'll be the plan.
And we were just talking before about Trent Copeland. What a phenomenal! He just keeps getting people out.
He just keeps
at about 118 k's.
Yep.
He's even slower than you.
He just keeps running in. He just keeps running in and getting wickets. We played him 2 weeks ago up in Sydney, and he got a couple of wickets. Just runs in, nibbles away, and just bowls loads of overs. So he's pretty handy. It's like having two spinners, but he just keeps you honest the whole time, and he just keeps taking wickets.
Harry
so he's
Conway, they got another big dopey thing, haven't they? Harry Conway.
Big Harry.
He bowls all right, but hey. James Pattinson, he's back. He's fast, he's quick, he's getting wickets.
He's back, he's bowling well, and I think, obviously last two games been a good hit out for him. He's been superb, he's building up, and no doubt this week he'll be fully fit and firing.
Which is great for the Vics in the Shield final, but he gets through that, Sids, and I might be out on a limb when I say this, and I've said it now for a long time. If he is 100% fit, I don't care, Pat Cummins, Mitch Stark, Josh Hazlewood, Jai Richardson, I don't care who else is available for selection, he plays. That's 100%. How important he is to Australian cricket.
100%. I think his record speaks for itself. If people actually, Google his name and check out his stats at test level, they are outstanding. And I think we know even in the first class arena when he's had, when he was fully fit and played for an extended period of time that he demolished teams. I think it showed the last time we won the Shield final. And then he went straight over to England and did the same thing in English conditions for Nottingham.
But he would also bat 7 for Australia.
Yep.
Tim Payne would bat 8, I reckon, because his batting is now unbelievably good too.
It is. I think he's disappointed that he hasn't made as many runs as he would have liked this year. But you watch him play. He's got a great technique. He's patient and can score when needed. And I think he got 20-odd the other last weekend, and he just looks good. I think that's the difference between a tail ender and a lower order batsman is that he looks comfortable out there, whether it's pace or quicks. So he's going to be a lot of value to, obviously, the Victorian team this week, but also, obviously, his county stint and potentially the Ashes.
Especially, Bill, if the English conditions are like they were last time you were over there. They greened him up.
Yep.
They left all the soup in the pitches, so they flew around everywhere. If that's the case, our man plays.
Oh, but
if that's all, and so does Paddo.
Yeah,
because it sits a seam up beautifully and takes it away from the right-handers.
With a juke ball.
Tailor-made.
That's hooping around, isn't it?
It is. It swings a lot more here in Australia than it actually does in England, as weird as it all sounds. It's a slightly different ball, but in England, you still swing it a lot, but you get a lot of wickets off the seam.
Yeah.
Whereas in Australia, we probably get more with the swing than the seam movement. But, it's going to be exciting summer over in England.
Two things I want to talk to you about. Firstly, what the hell happened over there in Perth yesterday? I know you're a passionate North man. And secondly, what is going to happen in the one-day series? Australia flying 2-0 against Pakistan.
Peter Siddle in the studio.
All right, we got this one-day series happening in Pakistan, well, in the UAE yes. against Pakistan, and our man Aaron Finch, Finches. There's no man who's been more loyal to us on this show. Bill loves the rush hour. Why wouldn't he? Sids is exactly right.
Sids.
And Aaron Finch, and he's gone bang, bang, 100-100 after having a little lean spot. It's good to see.
It is great to see. I think, yeah, he copped a lot of criticism over in India, but I remember reading something last night. He'd gone, so the three innings before that, yeah, he got a 90. Then he made a duck, 27, yep. and these 200. So his last five hits, he's found some good form, and I think it's great. You know, you don't ever want to see a mate get criticised, no. but you know, to see him fight back like that, and they've been winning games. He's winning them matches, which is what we want to see.
Five in a row.
And Uz, by the way.
Uz, yeah. He got 88 last night. He's on fire also. But Finch's last night, 153 not out. This is the second one day. Again, they chased down 280, two wickets down. 11 fours, six sixes last night. Mm-hmm. Finchie, he was just on fire. Uzi's going well. So I asked Jim this. So is there spots there down the track for Warner? I see he got 50 overnight in the IPL.
Yeah, he looked good in his first. Hit out last night. I watched a little bit of it. Yeah, he ended up with 83 off 50 balls. So not a bad start from him, but it's going to be hard, isn't
Smithy.
It?
Like,
before this, you probably wouldn't have thought that Uz and Finchie would have been the opening partnership, but now
they've had about
300 plus opening stands now in the last probably seven one days. So they're on fire, but
they're going in, Sids.
They are going.
Surely it's Warner, Finch, Khawaja, Smith, and then Maxwell, Marsh. There's your top six. And the big oil rig.
You can't forget the big rig. The big rig. He's the most exciting one out of them all.
Who's
come
that?
On, guys.
Who's the
Stoinis?
Stoinis.
Oh, big Stoinis.
Oh, he's a big boy, isn't he?
Oh, he's a very big boy. He's a good man.
In the weight room?
Oh, he did. Yeah, he did. Yeah. It looks like he spends a bit of time out there tanning as well. Oh, he's got a nice bit of
colour
to him.
In front of the
him,
mirror. But, he spends time everywhere, Bill. The big rig. Don't worry. He brings a lot to the table.
He'd be a good mentor for you, Bill, I reckon.
Would he? I'd be a good mentor for him. I'd show him a couple of frothies because we've got some photos here of the Australian boys. And you and Adam Zampa are very close there. Nice photo. But speaking of Stoinis and Pat Cummins, they're holding hands and laughing and carrying on. What was all that about?
Oh, you know, it's all about being a close-knit group, isn't it? And you know, showing a bit of man love for your teammates. I think that's the good fun and the good side of things from the boys. And I think you actually the other night on Zamps and Stoin were cuddling up nice and close on the TV watching Finchie whack a few. So they're in a good place.
He's cranky, Zamps, on the field. He gets very cranky.
Yeah, aggro man. Little small man syndrome, exactly. I think, from the little fella. But he's on fire as well. And him and Stoin are very close mates.
No thought of you going over there to replace Joe Richardson?
I wouldn't have thought so. I don't think they're sending anyone over. But we'll wait and see. I'll finish up here with the red ball and get over to England, play some more red ball. I think the Ashes is more something I'll be targeting than.
Sorry,
than
who
one
are you
days.
Playing for?
Essex over there. Leave on the 4th of April, so a couple of days after the Shield final finishes. Ooh. Jump on the plane, get over there, and get stuck into some more county cricket.
Nice. Now,
how many animals at home at the minute, Peter Siddle?
No, this is standard. Five dogs. I was going to say ducks then. Five dogs and
dogs.
And six chooks, mate. Yeah. All good, all going strong.
Yeah, still looking after
loving
them,
the warm weather,
saving them.
Yeah, still rescuing them and stuff. But the missus ends up doing most of the work. I'm never home, so she gets stuck with them. But
what happens when you go to Essex?
Yeah,
she stays at home.
No.
Yeah.
You just leave her at home with the dogs.
Leave her at home. She's got work, so she works hard back here, so she'll do her work. She'll come over for a couple of stints to see me, and her sister will come in and fill the void for a couple of months she's away. But so pretty lucky there.
And what about the diet? We changed it up, or what are we doing now? What are we eating nowadays?
Nah, still the same, mate. Still going strong. Feeling good.
Bananas?
Yeah, still a few bananas per day. Everyone thinks it's 30, so I'll just stick with that one. Just to keep everyone happy.
Go with it.
And still teetotal?
Yeah, still teetotal.
Well, is that going to be forever in your life or just until you finish playing cricket?
I think so. I think now, yeah. I think I'm definitely a better person off it than than I was when I was on it. Jim, you could probably contest to that on a few occasions.
Seeing me. Should get Pato on it too.
Oh, yeah, no, he's going strong at the moment.
Have you been back to a reunion, back to Morwell, and when you won the under-14s grand final and all the boys are nice and big and fat and onto their third marriage and they're all having a frothy and you walk in with a cup of tea?
And a lollipop. Yeah. No reunions, but, yeah, go back and catch up with my best mate and a few of the boys every now and again. But, no, just on the straight and narrow, mate, boy. Keeping it good.
Well done.
Not in too much trouble on
what
the other stuff.
What happened to your Kangaroos at Optus Stadium yesterday?
I thought we weren't going to chat about this. I thought we chatted off air, so we'll get it out of the way.
I want your official word on it, please.
Not much happened. obviously it was a disappointing start. Yeah, it was hard to watch.
I tell you what I was doing, Bill. I was watching it with a former teammate of yours, Darren Steele, who played a lot of great footy for North Melbourne.
And Geelong.
And the two of us said the same thing. Three-quarter time, we both went, right, it's about enough of this.
You lasted three-quarter time,
and then we just said, no, can't watch any more of that.
Bill has got the paper open here, and we looked down the bottom, and we're not on the bottom. So
it could be worse.
Lucky
Fremantle kicked 21 goals.
Yeah, Freo did.
They last year combined didn't kick 21 goals. In round one against you blokes, they've kicked 21.
I think Cam McCarthy equaled his tally in the Coleman last year as well after round one. So
exactly.
It's not a great
start. The only way is up. Hey, good luck. Massive Shield final coming up for the Vics. Good luck with that. And then Essex, and then obviously the Australian Test team later in a massive Ashes series.
Cheers,
good luck,
boys. Sids. Thank you very much.
Good on you, mate. Get along to the Junction Thursday.
Bloody oath.
Shield final, the best players, domestic players in Australian first-class cricket.
Free.
Strutting their stuff, get in there for nothing. It's magnificent. You should have a look at the Junction anyway. It's great superb time. What they've done with it.
And the cafe in there, run by Jason Johnson from Essendon.
Yes.
Very nice in there, so get in there. But it's a beautiful little cricket ground now, Tim. Sit on the outer there.
They've done a great job, so go down and watch New South Wales and Victoria in the Shield final.
Exactly. A bit of footy, Jim.
Yep.
400 games umpired. Brett Rosebery this week. Good
nice.
Effort.
Yes. Matt Stevic just had his 400th.
350 games coach, John Worsfold.
Magnificent.
And would be looking for a win, I reckon.
Yes.
250 games. Shannon Hearn. Hadn't he been a very good player?
Very.
Very good player.
And I want to bounce back too.
Justin Westhoff. 250 games for Port Adelaide.
Underrated.
Best and fairest last year. He kicked five goals in the last home and away game last year and kicked five goals in round one.
Five straight too.
Oh, beautifully. Yeah,
you know, I was watching the game last night, as we were just talking about with Peter Siddle. David Mundy, I might be the most underrated footballer in the last 15 years in the competition for me. If he played for Collingwood or Richmond, he would be a superstar of our game, David Mundy.
Yeah.
But because he plays for Freo and he's a pretty unassuming sort of bloke,
that's it.
We don't quite understand how good he is.
Yeah, exactly. Spot on. And Nat Fyfe back in form.
He's always a star.
He's a very good player.
All right, we listen to the Rush Hour, says Nicole. I love the show, but my 10-year-old daughter's asked if Bill will ever tell a funny joke. Well, stand by, Nick. We'll just see. But tomorrow, Wayne Carey's in. Tom Ballard, comedian. And we have a look at you and Sam Wood at the Woodshed.
Yes.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I'm going for a workout,
Lose
Jim.
Some weight.
I have to. Yes.
Good.
I had a look at myself in the mirror.
And it didn't look good.
Oh, impressive. I'm downstairs.
Oh, no.
I'll hit it.
End the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
All jokes aside, if you're digging for a living, you won't dig up a better Kubota construction dealer than supergroups.com.au.
Oh, it's hard to come up with jokes every day, Jim. I hope you're aware of that.
Yeah, we are.
This is about Paddy, to be sure, to be sure.
Oh, no.
Paddy applies for a job in the police force, Jim. He attends the academy and aces all the tests, physical, shooting, everything except the intelligent test, Jim. Right. He's not the brightest spark.
Yes.
The commander really likes Paddy on the force as he's a ripper guy and does everything right. So he tries to make the questions as easy as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Paddy, says the commander, if you can tell me who killed Jesus Christ, you get the job.
Yes.
Paddy has a good hard think about it, but he can't come up with an answer, Jim. The commander says, I'll tell you what, Paddy, it's been a long day. It's 5 p.m. on a Friday. Why don't you take the weekend off, do some research, come back on Monday, and give me the answer. If you get it right, the job is yours.
Righto.
So being a Friday night, Paddy heads to the pub for a frothy with his good old mate Mick. Paddy and Mick sitting there. And Mick says, Paddy, how are you going with the police force? Brilliant, says Paddy. I've only been there one day and they're already giving me a murder case.
Oh, no.
Jim, oh, no. They've already given him a murder case.
Oh, no. and you don't have to use the accent to tell the joke. Yes, just use the accent when an Irish person within the joke speaks.
It extenuates the joke.
Extenuates.
It does, Jim. That's what it's all about.
It extenuates, apparently.
It does.
Look at Mick and Jane.
I've only been there for one day, and I've already got a murder case. Good start, Bill. Boom, wow, 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 wow.
Triple M's Rush Hour Catch-Up Podcast. The whole show, everything sport. It's all here. Want it all? Have it all. On Foxtel. Call Foxtel on 131 787 or search Foxtel.